AMC's The Walking Dead has been scoring top ratings with young TV viewers. This Sunday, the show airs its mid-season finale. It's taking a break until February. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has been watching the show, and as he explains, The Walking Dead is a prime example of a show that learned how to handle diversity right after a few seasons of getting it wrong. And be warned, there'll be spoilers ahead.
The Walking Dead recently aired a scene which could be considered the show's manifesto. It was delivered by a character named Bob Stuckey, talking to hero Rick Grimes about keeping your humanity in the middle of a zombie apocalypse.
We push ourselves and let things go. And then we let some more go. And if you let too much go along the way, that's not gonna work.
This is the real world, Bob.
Nah, this is a nightmare. A nightmare's end.
But what I noticed was that the scene included five characters, and Rick was the only white person on screen. The Walking Dead has quietly assembled one of the most ethnically diverse casts on a top-rated TV show. It has at least seven major non-white characters, including Michonne, a sword-swinging African-American heroine and fan favorite. Danai Gurira, the actress who plays Michonne, explains her character's pivotal role on AMC's Walking Dead after show, Talking Dead.
She's the person who will step in at those moments when someone really needs to step in. She steps in and goes and helps to get the medicine. She steps in, you know, and stabs the governor when he's trying to kill Rick.
When the show first started, critics like me argued its two African-American characters didn't reflect the diversity of its setting around Atlanta, Georgia, where the population is more than 50% black. And the racial conflicts on the show were often cartoonish, as shown by this fight between white Southerner Merle Dixon and a black man, Theodore T-Dog Douglas.
You got something you want to tell me?
Hey, T-Dog, man, just leave.
No. You want another day?
Yeah.
It's a day I take orders from my...
Hey, come on, bro, that's enough.
For a while, T-Dog was the show's only black character, given little backstory and few lines. He even complained about his situation, but only when he was delirious from an infection.
And I'm the one black guy. Realize how precarious that makes my situation.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about two good old boy cowboy sheriffs and a redneck whose brother cut off his own hand because I dropped a key. Who in that scenario you think is going to be first to get lynched?
The situation changed when The Walking Dead TV show began adding popular characters of color from the graphic novel that inspired the show, including Michonne and Gentle Giant Tyrese. Tyler James Williams, former star of Everybody Hates Chris, joined this season. And The Wire alum Seth Gilliam plays a tortured priest named Gabriel who locked himself inside his church when the zombies came.
They started coming. My congregation... They were looking for a safe place, a place where they felt safe, you know, trying to pry the shutters and banging on the sidings, screaming at me. And so the dead came for them.
These aren't just tokens. They're fully fleshed out characters, created as The Walking Dead has become the most popular series on TV with the young demographic advertisers crave. It's another example of how creating a cast that looks like America is good for TV stories and the TV business. Even in a zombie apocalypse. I'm Eric Deggans.